Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Cynthia Fontaine, and I just have to get 1 second, let the dog in. She's outside barking. I totally forgot she went outside. Hold on. I'll be right there. Come on.
Good girl.
Okay, sorry about that, but little Alice, who's well, she was 12 pounds, but I think now she's I don't know, maybe 13 or 14. Let's just say that she eats well, and she's a happy girl. She used to be very nervous and ran around a lot out in the yard when she lived with my brother. She was my brother's dog, and if you've listened to the show before, you know that when my brother passed away last August, I inherited little Alice. So now, you know, my brother had a big 6-foot picket fence, and Alice never saw anybody outside the fence. So she only had contact with people who were inside the fence. And even then, people who were inside the fence, other than my brother, often she was not very friendly to them, including me. I didn't used to be able to get next to her. If I would go over and, you know, if she had been inside and my brother wasn't home, I would let her out. And then I couldn't get her back in the house because she wouldn't come near me or go near the house if I was in there. So I would have to get a hot dog out of the refrigerator, put the door on the, you know, open it, and then throw the hot dog in the house, and that's how she would get back in the house. And then I'd have to close the door fast before she came back out. And now, because she's not behind that big six-foot fence anymore, she is a totally different girl. She is socialized like crazy. She has dog friends, which she never had before. She had a cat friend because my brother had a cat, and they were actually best buddies. But because of health reasons, I wasn't able to keep my brother's kitty, but a neighbor and a friend of our very good family friend, who is friends with my brother, also one of his old roommates, was able to adopt the kitty cat. So that all worked out rather well, and Miss Kitty is very happy, and Miss Alice here is very happy too. And Miss Alice went to her first polo game yesterday, and I was very impressed. She was rather well behaved. She realized with all those people there, she had the opportunity to get lots of good scratching. So she really enjoyed herself. Anyway, oh my gosh, the phone lines are already totally lit up. But before I start taking callers, there are some really important things I want to get through with you guys, because this show is not just about callers and doing readings. It's also about helping you all in your daily lives to be able to live a better life in many ways. And I do that through teaching. I do local classes, and I also have many local students, as well as I am going to be getting together in the fall some teleseminars that those of you who are not in my local area will then be able to start taking classes with me also. Right now I have so many things going on with school because I'm in several different school programs at the moment that I just can't possibly focus on getting the teleseminars together at this time. That being said, my goal is to have those up and running sometime this fall or at the very latest early winter. I am in the thick of several different programs. I am studying for my a doctorate of homeopathic medicine, and also I am in the Rees Thomas Energy Medicine Institute, and I've been studying with Colette Baron-Reed for, I guess, about 4 years now. So it's a lot of schoolwork this year, and this year, really for me, the focus is on school and learning new things so that I can bring new things to you. Because a teacher is only good as long as the teacher themselves keeps learning new things. So that's really an indication for all of you. If you are thinking of studying with someone, ask that question, you know, because people can become stale when they don't continue to learn new things. And I mean, let's face it, there are new ways of thinking and new scientific discoveries happening every single day out there. So if you're studying with someone who is not learning new things, think about finding a new teacher. And when you're looking for a teacher, make sure that you find somebody who is always open to learning new things and who is motivated into learning new things and new ways of doing things as well. I am going to take callers, but it'll be in the second half of the show, which I did announce a couple of weeks ago. That's going to be my new format, unless I announce prior to the show that the show is going to be just readings. So, you know, just know that the format of the show is going to be the first half will be about letting you know what's going on astrology-wise, to help you in your daily life, and also some teaching incorporated into that as well. And then the second half of the show, I will bring callers in. Otherwise, then the whole show just is focused on the callers, which is great because I love you guys, and I do so appreciate you calling in. But if I just took callers, then, you know, there are many things that I like to get out and to share with people so that, again, you can have an easier week astrology-wise or just, you know, in general. Because this is a really important time astrologically and globally. And it can help us if we're aware of some things that are going on in our daily life. For example, I wish I had looked at the astrology report earlier this week because one of the things or the big thing that's been going on is insecurity. And these insecurities that we've been feeling this past week and into the weekend really go all the way back into your roots, into your family life, into your beginning. And insecure the last several days or the last week or so even. So insecure in my relationships and, you know, just in general in many ways. And so it's important to take a look, especially this week and really this month as we are in the sign of Cancer. And the sign of Cancer is all about the home. Because there are, besides the sun being in Cancer until, July, it's in Cancer from June 21st to July 23rd. And that, again, being the sign of the home, it's time to really look at your family relationship, your current family relationship, but bring those back to all the way back to your childhood family relationships, the dynamics between your mother and your father, your siblings, your grandparents, and so forth. Because this is where you have the opportunity now to allow, create, and manifest some very deep healing. You know, we all choose our families of origin and our parents. And often, we find in my work, I also do past life regression. I'm certified through Brian Weiss, and I do a number of different things. I am a shaman, and I do a lot of lineage clearing with people. And what I have found over and over again, and this is not just myself, but this is people who are in this field who do similar work to me, have found that we travel in these soul groups. And we keep coming back with many of the same people from lifetime to lifetime. And, you know, in one lifetime, your mother may have been your sister in the past and vice versa. And the whole purpose is to really get to the deepest aspects of who we really are and who we're meant to be in the world. What are you portraying to the world right now? And what is your highest dream to really portray? Families of origin are all about. They're all about triggering that the shadow side of ourselves to open up, to be able to resolve and harmonize those relationships. And sometimes harmonizing those relationships means recognizing that those relationships have fulfilled their purpose. And just because you're born into a certain family does not mean that you must maintain, say, a friendship with those family members for your entire lifetime. Once you have learned your lessons and you know what the purpose of the relationship is, it's okay to move away from that relationship as long as you have healed those parts of yourself that that relationship has triggered and brought up. So means going to that person and acknowledging that, taking responsibility for your part in the relationship and what manifested. Because, again, we all chose our families of origin to learn something for our biggest potential of soul growth. And this goes from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. So some of these issues may be for you going back even further than this lifetime. Some of these issues may go back many lifetimes with certain family members. And often those family members that trigger us the most have the deepest connection with us back in those many lifetimes. So many of us have been carrying baggage into our current relationship from our family relationship, whether it's from mom or dad or your siblings. So now is the time to really take a look at your relationship with the parent of the opposite sex. What does that relationship look like for you? Is it good? Was it bad? What lessons can you bring forward out of that? Perhaps you had a great relationship with your mother or your father, depending on if you're a male or a female listening to the show today or to the replay. Because I have a lot of women who listen to the show, but I also have a nice percentage of men who listen to the show. And, you know, I appreciate that because men are really starting to open up to this type of work. And, you know, the Dalai Lama says that the Western woman is going to save the world or heal the world. And I believe it's even deeper than that. I believe it's not just the Western woman. I believe it's the feminine who is going to save the world, the Western feminine. And that also includes men who are in touch with that feminine side. So look at the relationship that you have with your parent of the opposite sex. Really examine it and see how that reflects in your closest relationships now, whether it's your spouse, your partner, your significant other, it can even be your children. Shine a light onto how you related as a child in your family, how or what being a good child or son and daughter meant. And if you have children, also consider that your children are reflecting back to you anything that may be unresolved in your own childhood. And this, again, is not just necessarily with your parents, but it can be with brothers, sisters, grandparents, whoever you were the closest with growing up. For example, myself, I grew up part-time with my parents and part-time with my grandparents. And they were both very different environments in many, many ways. My father was basically absent when we were growing up. He was in the military, and he took every opportunity he could in the military to take missions and go on missions and things like that. And then when he was home, he would often work at my grandparents' wrecking yard and farm, which actually was my mother's parents, but he was there working, helping on the farm pretty much every weekend that he was home. So we didn't see a lot of him. So for me, he was really an absentee parent in many ways. Although when he was home, he could be very present and get to our level, you know, as children. So I appreciate that aspect of our relationship, and that even though he was often away as a child, as an adult, he's always been there whenever I have needed him. I could always count on him, and that really means a lot when you have somebody who you can always count on like that. My dad has never questioned my judgment. He has always accepted me just for who I am, the way I am, and I'm really blessed to have that relationship. My mother, on the other hand, was a very difficult relationship for me, and my mother didn't accept me for who I am. And, you know, you may find that sometimes with women, our relationships with our mothers can often be difficult. My mother was pretty much depressed her whole life and had a lot of resentment and felt victimized in her life. And that carried through in her relationship with us as children. And so I basically had to take over the mothering duties at about the age of 12. And so my mother and I really butt heads. And it wasn't until she got ill with lung cancer that we were able to sort of reformulate our relationship. And she was finally able to see me for who I had come to be. And we had a lot of healing go on during the last 5 months or so of her life. And I'm very grateful for that. So if you are in an age group right now of 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, 63, 70, 77, because I have a large range of age listeners, so I'd like to cover you all. You right now are dealing with a Saturn return. And what this means, and I myself am in a Saturn return right now, and my significant other is also. And it's funny because we're both in a year of one in numerology, and we're both having Saturn returns right now. And so what this means about being in a Saturn return is important if it applies to you, and it's also important because it will apply to you at some point, no matter what your current age is at the moment. So commit this to memory if you are not of one of those ages now. Saturn return means it is time for you to take responsibility of your own home, your own nest, your own security in a mature way. And this, what this means is resolving and coming into peace with your mother, your father, your grandfather, your siblings, and again, those that were in relationship with you closest in your lineage and in your family that you grew up with, because this is where your deepest roots lie and where you see the deepest aspects of yourself. This is where your shadow side is, where all your fears are. So when we go and look far back into our lives, look into your childhood, it's a really big deal when you can shine light on that and let go of the baggage that you have been carrying around for so long from your mother and father, from your family of origin, that's been affecting your current relationships and all your past relationships. It's rare that people stay married or have one partner for their life now. So these relationships, this affects all your partners in relationship. And not just sexual partners, but your friends as well, and your family. So I encourage you all to really take a look at those relationships now. Open up the old stuff. Clear up the past. Pick up the phone and call family members that you have had challenging relationships with. Take the responsibility, though, when you step forward into making that call to see how you co-created that relationship. So if you can come from a point of view and a state of compassionate understanding, because remember, a relationship takes two people. So if you've been blaming your mother or your father or your siblings for how you are, so forth, remember, you, it's important now for you to stand in your truth, be mature, and to take responsibility for your creation in that relationship as well. Now, of course, there are so many things that could have happened when we were children, and so many of us have tragic stories from childhood. You know, I have a story of one that includes rape and abuse and so forth. I was kicked down the stairs by an uncle when I was a child. So many things. That being said, again, making peace doesn't always mean that you have to continue the relationship with that person. And if that person is deceased, it's important that you do go in with conscious effort through meditation or through prayer or do some type of ceremony to really see your part of the relationship, to forgive yourself, and also to forgive them. Now, if you're in a difficult relationship with a family member now, you know, I'm not saying stay in a relationship that's abusive. I'm not saying forgive someone who's abused you and continue in that relationship. No. It's allowing the healing to happen, to realize, recognize, and understand that every relationship gives us the opportunity for soul growth. So where is it that you had the opportunity in this relationship to learn about yourself, to see what lessons those family members brought to you, and finally, and most important, to let them off the hook by recognizing how those relationships were important, by recognizing the purpose they brought to you in your life, and to allow some of those relationships to be fulfilled. And what that means is sometimes, again, by a relationship being fulfilled, it can mean that, you know, the relationship is one that you no longer have a active relationship with those family members. Come to a resolution in a peaceful state within yourself so you're able to speak your truth in a kind way. And this is goes beyond with your family of origin, but this is where it starts. Your family of origin gives you the opportunity to really learn who you are, what you stand for, and then you have to take the responsibility to open that up, to open those aspects up, and bring those aspects out into the world. Bring your whole truth out into the world. Bring your whole truth into your relationship. Not an exaggerated truth, not one that's blown out of proportion, the truth. And sometimes we have to look at these relationships from taking a step back and saying, okay, this is an emotional relationship for me, and I am viewing it through my emotions. How can I now take a step back and view it as if an outsider were looking in that knew nothing about this relationship? Interesting. If you've never done that, I really encourage you to do so. It can really make a difference in how you see the relationships and how you see your part in the relationship. So all these emotions and these issues now are coming to surface about your identity, deep emotions, your security, whether you're going to allow yourself to resolve it is completely up to you. But I really encourage you to embrace resolving the big relationships in your life, especially if they've been difficult ones, in a nonviolent, violent way through communication, allowing yourself to come into peace. And I understand that sometimes it's not possible to do so, whether those people have passed on or there's just no possible way that you can see to communicate with this person in a peaceful, nonviolent way. Then you can do it through writing a letter. You can do it by going to the beach and, you know, saying whatever it is that you have to say and throwing a rock into the ocean to release it, or the river, or whatever kind of body of water you have near you. You can also go into a forest, you know, into a treed area. If you live in a city, you can take a salt bath and ask for it to be released there. There's a number of different ways that you can release these and come to healing. Even if you're not able to face this person or speak with them on the phone and so forth. So I really encourage you now to clean out your closet. Get out your brooms. Dust your countertops. You know, clean up your backyard. Get the hedge trimmers out and clean everything up. And make the inside and the outside of your home look beautiful. Wherever, whatever that looks like, whether it's one room or whether it's 20 rooms. And I mean this to do it physically, but also metaphorically. So clean up the clutter or the old stuff that's been gathering dust in your mind, taking up space in your body, and clean up the exterior of your living space. I mean, in the by the exterior, I mean outside of your body. So clean up your house. And, you know, you may be very organized. That's okay. Sweep the floors. Wash the floors. You may want to do a little painting, you know, or many of you who listen to the show, I find, may have clutter. And so I encourage you to start going through things and be ruthless. Have 3 or 4 boxes ready to go, and have one for things that I love and that I use regularly, things that I like that I don't use regularly, that I'm not quite ready to let go of yet, and actually make that 2 boxes for that one. So have things that you love that you use regularly, things that you like, and then have a box of things that you like. So have 2 boxes, one that you like and that you're not ready to let go of, one that you like, but you might be ready to let go of those things, and then have a box for donations. And whether you have a yard sale or whether you give the stuff to charity, whatever it may be, that is going to give you the opportunity for release and freedom. And I just wanted to mention, I forgot to say at the beginning of the show, I was not able to get the chat room loaded. There seems to be a technical glitch with Adobe, with the Flash player, and I would have had to stop the show to rectify that. So I'm really sorry for all you guys who are normally in the chat room. I know you guys love to communicate with each other every week, so I do apologize for that. And also, next week, the radio show is going to change as far as time and date. And that's probably going to change for it'll be the rest of the summer. So look for the new time and date of the week for the radio show, because Sundays at noon, I have other commitments now that I'm obligated to for the summer. You know, I have some charity events that I'm involved in and things like that. So I am going to have to change the time and the date of the show. And I'm going to get to the callers just in a few minutes. I also want to let you guys know where to find me when I'm not on Facebook. And that is my website, cynthiafontaine.com, CynthiaFontaine. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, you know, the regular social media stuff. But you can find all those links right from my website. So I encourage you to go on my website, check it out if you haven't, and share it with your friends also. Because you, when you find something that works for you or you find helpful, it's really a good idea to share it with others. because they may find something there for them that can make a whole difference in their world, in their life. I have been very fortunate to have some fabulous mentors and teachers in my life who have made the difference between choosing to stay on this earth and choosing to exit. And you never know who is going to have that impact with you. So share me with your friends if you like what you hear, and I appreciate that. So I do have some appointments available, not very many, left for July and August. So if you would like to book an appointment with me, again, go to my website, send me a contact request form. That's the best way to communicate with me at this point. You can send me a Facebook message as well, but I'm finding that even those are getting more challenging to get to answer on a regular basis, because I literally get hundreds of messages a day. So if I don't respond to you right away, please don't feel discouraged. I encourage you to, try again. But that being said, don't be a pest and send me a message every 5 minutes or every, twice a day or even every day. Give me a couple of days to get back to you because, my schedule is really, really busy. And usually I try to set aside 1 day or 2 days a week to focus on returning messages to people. Up-and-coming events for me. Well, I'll be at doing an animal communication segment at Ponies to Go this coming week, which is exciting. And I'm also tending bar this week for a charity event, which I've been doing for a number of years. So those of you who are local all know that I do that, and that will be at the Portuguese American Club in Portsmouth, Rhode Island. So if you're in the area, come on by. The event is Thursday through Sunday. We have a car show Thursday night with Abbey Road playing. And Friday night, Dirty Deeds is playing, which, is a fantastic AC/DC local cover band who sell out everywhere they go. And then Saturday night, there's been a change of bands, and I can't remember who the band is that's playing Saturday night, but from what I understand, they are fantastic. And then Sunday, of course, we have our live auction. So this is a fundraiser for an event that we hold once a year, the money is distributed to local charities, including a scholarship fund. So come on by and check it out. Say hi to me in the beer booth out there. I love doing this event, although I'm not sure how much longer I'll be doing it. I always do schedule it in every year, regardless of whatever my calendar with my intuitive and holistic work looks like. Okay, so that being said, I am going to go to the callers. And the first caller is Mary Lou Who. I'm not sure where they're calling from. And it's funny because I worked for the government for 26 years. And one of my former bosses used to call me Cindy Lou Who. So that being said, hi, hello.
Hi, Cindy Lou Who. It's Mary Lou Who from New Orleans.
Hello, Mary Lou Who from New Orleans. How are you today?
I'm great.
I'm glad to hear that. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for your patience in me getting to your call.
So,
sorry. I was just going to say I had a little chuckle when I saw the name because, my story of being called Cindy Lou Who for years and years.
Yeah, when they can't say your last name, you become a who.
Ah, I like that. I like that. Well, my last name is easy to pronounce, but it's just that this particular boss thought that it was cute, so or funny, whatever. And I thought it was cute, too. So how can I help you, Mary? Is Mary Lou your correct name, your real name?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, Mary Lou, how can I help you today?
I was wondering if you would look at my love life or business and see if there's going to be any movement or if there's anything I can do to create movement.
Okay. As far as age, are you in one of those 7-year cycles that I shared with ages a little while ago?
I tend to be in 7-year cycles. But okay. If I am in a 7-year cycle, it damn well better be over by now.
Okay, so a 7-year cycle, when your cycle is changing, that, again, is at the ages of 21, 28, 35, 42, 49, 56, 63. I know you're not older than that. So are you close to one of those ages right now?
No, but my 7-year cycle goes on my own 7-year cycle, not on your 7-year cycle.
Okay.
Every 7 years, my life flip-flops.
Okay, well, there's also a numerology cycle as well. So that 7-year cycle is a birth cycle, and then we have numerology cycles. And a numerology cycle changes depending on what your name is, believe it or not. We have a personal cycle, which goes on your birth date, and then we have a cycle which goes on our birth name. And then any time that name changes, for example, if you get married and you take on your spouse's name, you begin, guess what, a brand new cycle.
Which is why I changed the name when I got married, so I would avoid that cycle. It didn't work. I was in it anyway.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Do you know what your numerology is? Do you know what year you're in this year?
I forget.
Okay. Okay, because I'm feeling like you're not in a year of a lot of change this year, as far as your whole life being thrown up in the air and seeing where the pieces land. It feels rather stagnant to me at the moment. So I'm guessing you're probably not in a 9-year or a 1-year this year, because if you were in a 9-year, it wouldn't feel stagnant. It would feel more like, oh, my God, my life is over.
I'll figure it out real quick. It's 2014, and I was born in 1962, so that would make it...
Excuse me.
Oh, I forget how that works.
Well, I was born in 64, and I'm in a 1-year cycle. So if you go back 2 years, it would be an 8, cycle of 8. Now, in a cycle of 8, you have an opportunity to lose a lot of money. You also have an opportunity to gather a lot of money. So keep that in mind because we still have a half a year left, okay? So I'm looking at money-wise for you. I'm not seeing a lot of investments. Do you have a retirement account?
I do, but I'm most likely going to start tapping it soon.
Okay, because I'm saying that it looks like it's rather stagnant. Has there been little growth in that account for the last several years?
It's growing, but not because I'm putting anything into it.
Right, okay, so that could be the stagnation that I'm seeing there. I'm looking at it. It doesn't look like you've been in school recently. I feel like it's time for you to start learning some new tricks, adding some new things to your bag. What field are you in? Or what's your general field?
I'm a photographer.
Okay. And it looks like that your business is also stagnant right now. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So I encourage you to either you can tweak what you're doing by taking a different twist, go a different angle. Looking through a new lens is what my guides are saying. Or you can, for example, I have, I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but I have two guests who come on who are photographers, professional photographers, who have one, Susan Mullen, and you can go back into the archives if you haven't heard Susan and listen to some of the shows she's been on. And she's taken her photography business and she focused primarily working with brides, and she became a certified weight release coach, and now she packages, and she's very selective with the jobs that she takes on now, and she's making as much money or more than she was prior to just taking on more jobs, with helping the individual bride, not just with their photos, but with coaching, personal coaching as well. And she's doing very well with that.
Well, I'm more along the lines of advertising agencies and getting into museums and publishing. And I am thinking about buying some new lenses, but it's a hard choice to make when the money's not flowing.
Right, right. I understand. And when I say new lenses, I don't necessarily mean a physical lens. Okay.
No, but I'm actually shopping for new lenses because I hit my wall on some limitations, and I kind of feel like I need to have faith in myself and just break through it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And the thing is, and I, you know, as an amateur professional photographer, I understand how, I mean, your equipment is, I'm going to say 50, well, maybe a little more than 50% of what you do. You can have the best equipment in the world, and if you don't have an eye, you don't get good pictures. You know that as a professional. And so, but what my guides are saying is they want you to shift your perspective. Even try shifting the eye that you shoot with. So if you shoot with your right eye, shoot some pictures with your left eye. Look at the difference in the pictures, because there are some slight changes that you'll be able to make to bridge you into some freshness, is what my guides are saying, okay? So it's not that you have to leave what you're doing, but you need a fresh perspective on what you're doing. And they're saying one way to get that is to shift the camera from one side to the other, from one eye to the other, and shoot from the other eye.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of updating some video skills and using video to market the still. Because I don't see myself becoming a video person, but we're kind of like at the brink of you can't ignore it anymore.
That's absolutely true, you know, because that's the way things are, everything's going. You know, if you're not on YouTube, you're not creating new business.
Right.
You know?
Right. You have to be on YouTube still, so that's weird.
Right, right. It is weird. It's totally weird. So utilize the aspects that you haven't been able to at this time. It still looks like it's going to be kind of slow. I feel like that my feet are stuck in the mud. But know that there is movement coming, though it doesn't seem like there's been a lot of movement. I want to say even the last year or so. But there is new movement coming, but it's slow. So take a new twist on your perspective, and also how you're shooting. Go the video direction. My guides are saying yes. You know, it's important that you get into that and utilize all the areas that you have to your ability to get make that shift, okay? And are you looking at two different lenses, or have you narrowed it down to two different lenses yet?
It's two different lenses and different edges of the spectrum. I tend to do portraits.
Right.
So I don't have the lenses on the, I don't have a good telephoto, and I don't have a good wide angle. And I'm doing an art project where I really need that. But the art project isn't paying me anything yet, so it's just another money suck.
Right,
but
right.
I feel like in the end, it will have been worth doing if I can just hold out through this period.
Right. It seems like it's going to be very slow in coming around, but there will be some movement forthcoming with that, and then it does speed up. So you're absolutely right in your perspective, in the way that it feels like that's going to go for you, because my guides are confirming that. But they want to look at the two lenses, and it's the wide angle lens that would be your best to go with first, is what they're saying.
That's exactly. I was thinking about ordering it today because I want to shoot. I want to shoot voodoo next weekend, and unless you can go and shoot in total darkness, why even try to go there? Because the light is candlelight, and it ain't much.
Wow.
And so if I don't have the right lens, I ain't getting it.
Right, right. And so, like I said, they're showing me the wide, they're giving me the wide, the big picture. That's your best angle to go at right now, as opposed to the telephoto. They're saying, no, not right now. The wide is the first choice that would be the best for you to go with. Okay. So that being said, if you can freshen your perspective, freshen up the way you do things, look through the lens with the opposite eye, take some photos that way, and then really examine, take some shots from each eye, the same shot, and then look at the photos and see where you can see the differences. That's also going to help to utilize the opposite side of your brain that you normally use. And that will help, believe it or not, create new neurotransmitters between the two hemispheres of your brain, okay? And then that, by doing that, and if you do that, make a habit of that, it's actually going to open up your receptor so you can see things in a different light with a different perspective, a new perspective, and it's going to change your whole it's going to change your whole profession, the way you do things. I've my guides have never suggested that with any photographers before, so that's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so I really encourage you to do that. So it looks like you're on the right track as far as the lens and as far as you're thinking that this project is going to be slow in coming, but then it does speed up. It gains momentum, okay? So you are on the right track with that. And I have a whole bunch of other callers, so let me just see if I can push it. Quickly take a peek at your love life.
Oh, great.
Have you had somebody named Dennis in your world in the past or currently?
Not in my love life, but I have a neighbor named Dennis, not a love life thing.
Okay. Well, you can't control what energy comes forward. But anyway, I have an energy of a Dennis here. And it looks like he's an eclectic. This is an eclectic individual. I feel like he's a little bit laid back, but yet he's very intense. Does this sound like your neighbor?
I guess.
Okay. Well, I feel like that there hasn't been a lot of relationship with him or in the neighborhood in general. How long have you lived in this neighborhood for?
He doesn't actually live there. He just bought a house to make money off of, and he's a friend of mine. But he's like half my size.
Okay.
He's not a love interest to me at all. It doesn't float
my
boat.
No. Right, but for some reason, my guides are bringing this forward because it's important for some aspect in your life. Maybe not necessarily a love relationship, but it's possible that he could connect you to a love relationship, okay? So what they're saying is they want you to invest yourself in your neighborhood, okay? And, invest yourself in a sense to getting to know Dennis, maybe, his circle of friends, that kind of thing, because it looks like that's an avenue for you.
Okay.
For bringing somebody new in, okay? He's
going to rent his apartment. That will bring new people
that
in.
That will bring new people in. So say, hey, Dennis, can you put some, hot-looking single person in there?
that doesn't have a lot of cars to park in front of the house?
Right, whatever it is. Okay, and that being said, you can help in the manifestation of what you want for a neighbor by creating a sort of a list. Okay, of what your perfect neighbor would look like. And so have two parts of the list, what the perfect neighbor looks like. And you can also do this with a love aspect of your life as well. With a love aspect, you write it in red ink. With a neighbor, let me see what color ink, because if it's money, it's green. If it's love, it's red. With a neighbor, my guys are saying the color ink isn't important. So write down what the perfect neighbor would look like and the yeses and also the noes, okay? So say if you could say, okay, I don't want them to have a lot of cars. You want to change that to a positive reference. Say, I'd like my new neighbor to have few cars. Okay, so anything that has a negative focus or a negative word, say not or don't, change that to a positive statement. And once you have everything down, that would be the perfect neighbor. You can, if you want to take the, you know, this opportunity, because it is a bit of work, but it does work, to burn it, take the master copy, keep that, and then you take and rewrite it and burn the rewritten copy, and you do that every day for 30 days. But you can do this for money, you can do this for love, you can do this for a new place to live, you can do this for anything that you want to manifest. Anything that you do for 30 days gets the wheels spinning, and even in your business, okay? So I encourage you to really figure out where you want to focus some energy and then take that and use that tool. And, you know, you can do it in more than one place at the same time, but I wouldn't recommend more than focusing on two places at the same time, because you really want to laser focus. You know, it would be like using a microscopic or a macroscopic lens compared to using a wide angle, okay?
Okay.
And really laser focus on that. And we are out of time. We have 3 minutes left.
Well, you know, if you take another caller, you've got like 15 minutes of overtime.
I know, and you know what happens is the record, even though I go off the air, the recording keeps going. But sometimes, yeah. Sometimes when I'm off the air, it gets very personal.
Oh.
And I often do that, and then I have to go back in and edit the show and take that part of the show out, which I often do that. And I may, because I know I have at least one caller on here who called in last week and only was only able to spend like 2 minutes with her. So I may do that. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That was helpful.
You're welcome. I'm glad it was. And I wish you the best of luck. And, you know, let me know how things progress for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mary Lou. Have a great week.
I will.
Okay. Bye-bye. So you all can use that technique in many aspects of your life that I just explained to Mary Lou. So if you want to create a new love interest in your life, or even if you want to revamp or revitalize love in your life, you can write in red ink all the things that you want to see in that aspect of your life. And be sure if you have things that you don't want to see, for example, say, I don't want someone who smokes. Change that to say, I want someone who is smoke-free. Because the universe doesn't hear the word don't or not or no, or all they hear is smoking. So they're going to give you somebody who smokes. So that's really, really important when you are using this kind of tool to manifest things. So anything that you don't want, take that and change the verbiage and make it a positive statement. I want someone who is smoke-free, someone who is financially secure. I want someone who is generous rather than, you know, I don't want somebody who is, you know, stingy or something like that. Really, really important. You take that and make it positive statements. Okay, so, oh my goodness, we have a minute left. I don't know where the time goes, honestly. So, again, I'm sorry for those of you who are on the callers who I was not able to get to. I do have airtime left after the show. If you'd like to stay on the line, I will speak to you for a couple of minutes. I do have a few minutes at the end of the show. Know, however, that I'm not the best at editing, and sometimes as soon as the show is over, it gets posted. So, you know, we'll try to keep it as generalized as possible and not too, because I do get into conversations that can be really deep and personal with people. So if you want to stay on the line, you can do that. And again, so we'll try not to get too deep or too personal, because that will also be aired on the replay, people who listen to the replay. So thank you so much all for tuning in, for taking time out of your day. I love you all so much. Have a blessed and beautiful week. And remember, conquer those shadow sides of yourself now while we're in the light of Cancer, and have some freedom and love in your life. This is Cynthia Fontaine. I love you. Check out my website. See me on Facebook and Twitter, Pinterest. I love you all. Have a great week.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss. The gift to realize that everything
all that I am, all that
purpose, everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
I am.
I sit and pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan, but there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hi, caller, are you there?
Yes, I
Hello.
Am.
Hello. Hi, who's this, please?
This is Evelyn.
Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much.
Good. What can I do for you today?
Would you be able to do like a medium call? I mean, answer a medium question.
Sure.
I want to know if there's any messages from Joe for me.
From Joe. And who is Joe in relation to you?
Joe is my ex-boyfriend from, but we dated off and on for 7 years, but it's been a couple of years back that we last spoke to each other, but I just think that he's still around me. I'm not
okay.
sure if he is, but
okay. And it looks like this was a trauma death with him, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't see an illness, but I see trauma. So you're definitely connected, otherwise I wouldn't be able to tune into him and his the way of his passing. So yes, he is still around you. And who has the son?
No one has, he didn't have a son and I didn't have a son.
Okay. Who around you is like a son or was like a son to him?
No one.
You know? Okay, because he's talking about like a son. Okay.
I have a nephew, but he didn't meet him.
Okay.
I love him dearly. He's blue.
Okay, because this can be related to you too. So remember, I said who is like a son, either to him or you. Okay, he wants to. It doesn't matter.
Well, I love him.
Okay, it doesn't matter if he didn't meet him, because remember, now when you're in spirit, you have the big picture and you can see everything. Okay, so he wants to talk about the one who is like a son to you, and is he around the age 7 now?
No.
Okay, is he younger or older?
He's younger. He's 2.
Oh, my goodness. He's a baby. Okay, there's something. Something is going to shift when this child is around the age of 7. So just, you know, keep that in your memory log somewhere. And it's going to be, it looks like it'll be a significant change in his life. So, you know that in 5 years that there's going to be some significant change in his life. And, you know, if they're bringing something up that far in the future, it's important for you to make a mental note of it, because it could be that there's going to be something that you're going to be able to help him with, but it's going to be important for you to be around with him at that time. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, if there's something big going on at that time, something will pop into your head. Say, oh my gosh, I remember Cynthia saying something about at the age of 7. Okay, because there is something big or significant at that age to look at. Remember to keep faith and have hope at that time, whatever it is that is going to come up, whether it's a parent separating or if there's an illness or whatever, okay? Have faith and hope that everything is working out for the best, and that you be there in the best capacity that you can be, okay? So that being said, let's see if Joe has anything that he'd like to share or bring to you at this moment. Were you able to communicate with him before he passed?
Before he passed, a year prior to his passing.
Okay.
We spoke.
Because I have a tear coming down my right cheek. Okay. And it feels like that it brings a lot of heaviness with it. And that it's a deep emotional connection with you. Okay. And, it seems like that there seems to be some kind of level of sadness that, you weren't able to come together, to stay together. And he's saying that a lot of that was actions on his part. Does that make sense?
It was a mutual, yeah, but yes.
Okay, because he's saying that he had a lot to do with why that didn't happen.
Okay.
Actions that he took, his behaviors, that sort of thing. So know that he's got this tear rolling down, and, you know, it's his way of saying, hey, you know, you really meant a lot to me. I'm sorry, you know, for my part, my actions, I feel like he had trouble communicating his feelings, because I'm getting very, my chest is getting very tight and bound up, and my throat is feeling like it's clogged up. So I'm feeling like he wasn't able to express how he felt. Does that make sense?
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, you know, that does happen with a lot of men. Although, you know, I've had some men in my life who have been able to be very communicative. So he's apologizing for not being able to share. He just wants to spill it all out. And so that you know that you really did mean a lot to him. And have you had a hard time moving on in relationships? So since then, really present in a relationship, fully present.
Yes, I have. It's like, I think about him and I wonder, I think I'm not fully letting go of him either.
No, right, exactly.
That's why.
Right. So now that we're speaking about this, the feeling of my chest is starting to release. My throat is starting to clear up. Okay. So it's important that you know that he's sharing with you now the things that he wasn't able to express, okay? He's saying that it wasn't all you. It had a lot to do with him. And that he says that it's sweet that you remember him, but he also says it's time for you to find a new light in your life. Okay, so know that, take a look at the lessons that that relationship brought for you. And, you know, relationships, as I was speaking of earlier in the show, tend to bring out our best self, and they also bring out our darkest self. And we have an opportunity now the next couple of weeks through the end of July, because the sun is in the sign of Cancer, to look at our relationships and see how he related to your relationship with your father growing up, and see if you can pick out some lessons that you have learned from that, because those are the lessons that are going to help you move forward fully into a really beautiful relationship.
Okay.
Wow. And are you between the age of 34 and 37?
I'm 31.
Okay. Because it's looking like between 34 and 37, particularly, that's where you're going to have a period of, I want to say, it feels like and looks like bliss, okay? So, you know, give a new relationship the time to form. Don't rush into it. And I really encourage you to look at the lessons from your family, from Joe, so you can go into this best relationship from a whole perspective rather than coming from the wound, because I really feel like you've lived out of your wounded up until this point in your life, okay? So take a look at, you can take a look at Louise Hay's work. Are you familiar with Louise Hay and Hay House
yes.
Radio?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So I encourage you to really get into whoever you resonate with on Hay House, get into their work, and just love yourself no matter what happened in our past. I don't know if you've listened to the show before, but I've had, you know, a pretty crazy past where I was raped twice.
I was listening to you, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I was abused as a child. You know, all of those things that people have trauma with, you know, many of those things I've experienced in my life. And, you know, I could be on the eighth floor in the nut house or be addicted to drugs or alcohol or whatever. But, you know, I was lucky to have some really good mentors in my life and was able to take all those things and say, wow, that's big stuff. And you know what? I could get through it. So you can get through it. Okay. So, you can get through whatever your past, whatever your story has been. You know, Louise Hay has a terrific story as well. And she beat, uterine cancer. I think she was in her 40s. I can't remember. She was at 46, around the age of 46. And that was all because she was abused as a child, sexually molested. You have the power to transmute anything that's happened to you in the past. If you can just, okay, well, I have an opportunity to learn from this. When you're a child and things like that happen to you, it's not your fault. You know, it's the other person that has a glitch in their thinking or whatever. It's not your fault, but there may be some aspects that you can move forward and help other people or just help yourself. You know, and do you have a niece also?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because
my sister's going to have a baby girl.
Oh, how nice. Well, this your healing yourself is going to have a big impact on this niece. Okay. So know that by healing yourself and healing your past wounds from your family, that opens up the ability for our whole family to begin to heal. Okay. So this particular niece is going to be, it's going to give her an opportunity and an opening to come into the world large. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you can't have the motivation to do it for yourself, know that you're going to be changing this unborn child's life in doing it. And you've got, you know, a really nice period of time coming to look forward to if you can do this work to have a really blissful relationship, which I feel like you've never had in your life.
No, I haven't. And I don't have kids, and I want that relationship. I want the kids, but I'm like, well, so that's good.
Right.
It's good.
Yeah, so
I'm just kind of worried about what you told me about my nephew. I'm thinking, maybe what if I had a miscarriage and we had a child? I'm thinking, because 7 years ago, I remember, I don't know. Because I'm really worried. I'm like, no, I don't, because I wonder if it was like, if I had a miscarriage, because 7 years ago, I mean, I was naive. I didn't, even though I'm 31 now, I didn't know what a miscarriage was, and I've always wondered if I ever had one, if I did have one. So, I mean, could
all
possibly
right, well,
be a child.
Okay, let me take a look. You know, because this is like making a puzzle. You know, Spirit will show me a piece of the puzzle, and then I'll say, okay, now you have to fit where it goes. So, let me just take a look there. Let me look at your health. Let me look at your... I'm not seeing any scar tissue or anything like that, which would be indicative of a birth or a miscarriage or even, you know, any kind of surgeries in that area. You know, it's funny because my gut, sometimes it's not meant for you to know. I'm not seeing any problems in that area. And my guides are saying that, they won't even let me look to see if you will have children in this lifetime. Interesting. They want you to focus on getting into a good headspace. They're not going to give me anything in that area. And sometimes it's because it's better if you don't know for whatever reason, because they want you to focus on getting your heart fixed. Okay. Getting your heart and your head fixed, and then the rest will follow is what they're saying. So they're not giving me they're not saying yes, that's a definite that happened 7 years ago. And again, it's not even that it would be necessarily something tragic for this nephew at that time, but something significant is going to happen in his life. And it could be a happy thing too, but you're going to be a big part of that. Okay. Is what they want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be a big part of whatever that thing is, at that age, and that they're reiterating that, you're going to be a big part of it. So it's important that you stay close with this kid. Okay.
Oh, of course. He's
yeah.
He's a troublemaker, but I love him.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so it's important. And, you know, to stay close with the kid, you have to stay close with his mother, typically,
yeah.
You know, or the father, but usually it's more the mother. Because it feels like that there's some grit between in that relationship for you at times. Which we all have, but that's an important relationship for you. And more so for the kids. Okay. So just keep that in mind. So, and it could be at that age where, you know, you guys may have a big blowout or something. So just keep in mind that for the highest good for your relationship with the kids, it's best to try to resolve things. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Wow. I'm just blown away by what you told me.
You're very welcome. It's really my pleasure. You know, I just love to be able to help people, and I feel really blessed to be able to do this.
Well, you have a good heart, and thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I try to fit everybody in, but it's not always possible. But I'm glad that I was able that you held on, and that we were able to connect. So I wish you the best.
You so much.
Yeah, check in from time to time and let me know how you are.
Yeah, thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, you guys. So those of you who are going to listen to the replay, this does happen sometimes after the show. I will take callers or I'll stay on with a guest. So don't give up hope if you have a question that you really need to be answered and I didn't get to your call. You may want to take that opportunity, if I have time in my schedule, to hang on the line, and I'll see if I can get to you. And you can see that I spent a fair amount of time on this call. So I love you again, all, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to tune in to Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. I love you all.